This segment has been sponsored by the local Edward Jones office of Lee Colvin. The host of this show and Edward Jones have an existing business relationship. This event is not a testimonial of the services provided by Edward Jones financial advisor, Lee Colvin.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
All right, welcome back in to Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who offers more than just electricity. Their community outreach team collaborates with schools, parents, and students to provide engaging learning experiences. More online at mte.com. Our pal Lee Colvin joins us here, and we're going to be talking about key decisions for retired couples this morning. Mr. Colvin, good morning to you, sir.
Hey there, Brian. How are you doing today, buddy?
Doing good, doing good. Ready to talk about retired couples and some things we need to look at. We're going to talk about how you should withdraw from your retirement account, what should you take in Social Security. Let's see, should you downsize? Where should you live? Have you finished your estate plan? So a few of the things we're going to talk about. And, you know, once you retire, you have a lot of decisions to make, it sounds like, right?
They definitely can be, Brian. Lots of things. We want to make sure folks have thought about these before that moment comes.
Well, let's talk about the first one. How should you withdraw from your retirement accounts?
Well, you know, when you look at this, by the time that you retire, you may have contributed for decades to an IRA or a 401k. But once you retire, you're probably going to need to draw on those accounts to help pay for living expenses, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with looking at both of these, you'll need to make sure that you don't withdraw so much each year that you risk running out of your money later in your retirement. So one common guideline is to aim for an annual withdrawal rate of 4%, but everybody's situation can be different based on your age, based on pre-retirement income, based on your lifestyle, your health, your travel. So also, once you turn 73, Brian, or 75, if you're born in 1960 or later, you will have to take certain amounts based on your age and account balance from your traditional IRA or your traditional 401k each year. So just know that you want to take a proper amount of balance from each one, but definitely look at age, time, expenses coming up to help calculate what you might need there.
Okay. Some good ideas there. So let's tackle question number two. When should you take Social Security?
Yeah, the answer to this question definitely depends on many factors, such as your age and the sources of your income. You know, you can take Social Security as early as age 62, but your monthly payments will typically be bigger if you wait until full retirement age. Also, if you wait until 67, if you were born in 1960 or later, mm-hmm. So if you can afford to wait even longer, your payments will max out when you get to age 70. So the decision really is going to depend with Social Security, you know, what you get on Social Security and how that can also affect your spouse or vice versa.
That's a good point. And, you know, let's take, for instance, if the lower earning spouse claims Social Security before their full retirement age, which you just said 67, what happens to the benefits there?
Well, so in that case, what happens is their own retirement benefit and any potential spousal benefit may be reduced.
Okay.
Right? Spousal benefits are given to the lower earning spouse if their full retirement benefit is less than half of the other spouse's full retirement benefit.
We are talking to... Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
Talking with Lee Colvin today about key decisions for retired couples. He is an Edward Jones financial advisor. We said we were going to talk about downsizing and should you downsize, so maybe something to consider.
You know, I would say, Brian, that if you live in a big home and your children are grown, you may find it economical to downsize. Not that everybody wants to, but that is definitely an option, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, this is also an emotional decision, but you may find that you can save money by moving into a smaller home. So that is one that we find a lot of folks consider just for the potential savings, but we do understand that it's an emotional decision. So it's not always the best decision for everybody.
And then that begs the question, too, where should you live?
Definitely. You know, so there are some states that are far more expensive to live in than others. You'll want to weigh those decisions carefully, considering the cost of housing, food, income, real estate taxes, transportation, and even health care in whatever state that you might choose.
Well, that already has my head spinning, but there's a lot to consider there within even just, you know, where you should live. And that's very interesting. Lee, let's finish up here with, have you finished your estate plans? That's very important for retired couples.
If you have not, Brian, I'm just going to say, if this is something you've not done yet, now is definitely the time, right? You'll want to work with your legal professional to create whatever documents that are needed for you and your family, a will, a living trust, a power of attorney, different documents to help ensure your assets go where you want them to go and that your financial and healthcare choices will be protected if you become physically or mentally incapacitated.
Lee, of course, you know, many of these same issues are going to apply if you're single, if you're divorced, if you're widowed, but we've been particularly talking about, you know, retired couples here this morning. Having the discussion is the key thing, I guess. These are just a few of the questions, but maybe this helps you get that discussion going with your spouse.
Yeah, it definitely is, Brian. And, you know, one thing that you and I discuss all the time is, you know, we want you to be able to have valid and quantifiable discussions with your spouse. But like you said, you know, you may be a widow. You know, widower like myself, you may be single like other folks, you may be divorced. So whatever the situation, just know that whether it's a spouse or other family members to discuss with, we also would recommend discussing with your financial advisor, with your CPA, with your attorney, just to make sure that you're getting the legal and technical questions answered to give you the best choices possible.
Lee, as always, appreciate the time this morning. Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. And if you were looking for a financial advisor, need someone to talk to about some of the things that maybe we touched on today, be sure to get with Lee or any of the Edward Jones Financial Advisors here in Rutherford County. Lee, appreciate it. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, Brian. Have a great day.
You too. Lee Colvin joining us today here on Rutherford Issues from News Radio WGNS. If you missed part of the show now, we'll have the podcast up shortly.